Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Tuesday, the 16th of April. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we focus on the transformation of the disciples following Christ's resurrection and how the same power can help us carry the torch of testimony to those we know. Each weekday, we share hope and encouragement as we read and study the Bible together. Let's turn again to our Bible reading this week. It's Acts chapter 3 and verses 12 to 19. Peter preaches in the temple. Peter saw his opportunity and addressed the crowd. "People of Israel," he said, "what is so surprising about this? And why stare at us as though we had made this man walk by our own power or godliness? For it is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of all our ancestors, who has brought glory to his servant Jesus by doing this. This is the same Jesus whom you handed over and rejected before Pilate, despite Pilate's decision to release him. You rejected this holy, righteous one and instead demanded the release of a murderer. You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead, and we are witnesses of this fact. Through faith in the name of Jesus, this man was healed, and you know how crippled he was before. Faith in Jesus' name has healed him before your very eyes. Friends, I realize that what you and your leaders did to Jesus was done in ignorance, but God was fulfilling what all the prophets had foretold about the Messiah, that he must suffer these things. Now repent of your sins and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped away." How do you find witnessing to others about Jesus? Is it easy for you, or do you find it difficult? Sometimes, of course, it depends on the circumstances. There are times when I've found it easy, and other times when my courage seems to have deserted me. Peter's bold witness and proclamation after he and John healed the lame man resonates through the centuries and continues to shape our understanding of what it means to be disciples. There are distinct parallels between the disciples' journey of faith and our own. Peter's sermon in Acts chapter 3 is a reminder that the apostolic voices of the past still inform our modern discipleship. The message is timeless. Jesus' life, death, and resurrection are the cornerstones of our faith. Peter did not shy away from the truth of the gospel, even when it was uncomfortable. His words were not just for the people of his time. They resonate through the centuries to challenge and encourage us today. As modern-day disciples, we too are called to be bold in our proclamation, to echo the truths of Scripture, and to let the transformative power of the gospel shape our conversations. The echo of Peter's voice in these verses encourages us to stand firm in our faith, to be courageous in our witness, and to extend the same invitation of repentance and forgiveness that he offered his listeners. So let's be bold witnesses for Christ today. As you think more deeply about this subject during your day-to-day, this reflection question may help you. How can you embrace the boldness of Peter's apostolic voice to shape your own witness and discipleship today? I hope you'll join me tomorrow for another Battle Drill Daily Devotional as we continue to look at the transformative power of those two small words, but God.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.